There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Literary Moment, milestones in literary history.
This being a celebratory sort of month, I'd like to celebrate with some obscure words. So this is for anyone who wants to just make everybody think, oh, are they a little bit nuts today? Use these words in general conversation and see if anyone picks up on them. It's great fun. You might get a few confused stares. Elf lock. Do you know what that is, Rachel?
I can guess.
Can you?
It's related to wonderful, helpful elves like me.
What do you think it means?
A special door that only elves can get through.
That's a great guess, but it actually means tangled hair as if matted by elves.
Kind of prefer my definition.
I do too. Anyways, Kerglaf is the shock one feels upon first plunging into cold water. Now, that's one that you can actually use.
That's a good one. I had that a lot in England. You don't get that so much in Dubai. It's quite nice here.
Whereas, I do. I just feel cold.
Oh, do you? No,
really
swimming
badly.
Lessons in England. We had an outdoor pool and it was bitterly cold and I had Kerglaf a lot.
And then the next one I've got for you is brabble, which is to argue loudly about something inconsequential. You hear that quite a lot.
That's like babble crossed with rabble. That's quite a good one. I like
brabble.
That. Yeah, I can understand that one.
And then slubberdegullion, which I have quite conveniently neglected to include the definition for on my notes. So if you think you know the answer, text
in. Do you not actually know what slubberdegullion means?
I can't remember. It was very
Excellent.
Late when I did this. 4001, if you think you know what slubberdegullion means.
Even if you don't know, make something up.
Make
That's
something
far more
up.
Fun.
Yes, we'll have a game of Boulder
Sounds
Dash
like
on
a
the
Roald
show.
Dahl kind of word. Slubberdegullion.
What do you think it means? 4001. We'd love the really creative answers today, please. Okay, and now on to this. Topical book recommendation. Pantone have revealed their colour of the year for 2019. Is it Pantone? Do you know if that's how you pronounce it?
I thought it was Pantene because that's the colours, but I have no idea.
Because I
Pantone
always...
Pantone reference. Yes, that's probably right. I'm here just waffling. I have no idea.
It is Pantone.
I think Pantene's the shampoo.
It is.
This is what happens when you invite a co-host on with no prior warning.
So people have revealed their favourite shampoo of the year for 2019. No, the favourite colour of the year is Living Coral. That's 2019's colour, and you're going to see quite a lot of it. So I've taken this very literally and I have chosen two books based on their coral colour.
I like that. I once rearranged my bookshelves in colour coordination and
is
they
it as satisfying as I think?
No, it looked amazing, but you could never find any books, so
I
had
completely
to
useless.
Rearrange them shortly afterwards.
So have I broken a cardinal book rule? Perhaps, but I defy anyone to tell me that they've never judged a book by its cover. I don't believe you. A picture book that adults may enjoy as much as children is the fiction book with a coral cover that I'm sharing with you today. It's called Don't Eat Our Classmates. It follows Penelope, a baby dinosaur, as she learns that humans are friends, not food.
How long does it take her to learn that? How many humans are consumed before she discovers that?
I'm very curious to find out. I feel like this might end up in some people's gift baskets this year. A non-fiction book with a coral cover, which I think will be completely useless for either Rachel or myself. It's called My Morning Routine, How Successful People Start Every Day Inspired.
Yes.
Yeah, but judging by your laughter already, I think you know where this is going. Containing interviews with 64 giants in varying fields, My Morning Routine offers up inspirational ways to fill the earliest moments of your day and prime yourself for success. Quite frankly, if I have any spare moments early in the morning, I like to fill them with sleep.
I tend to grunt at people in the morning. I don't think I'm a successful person in the morning. I become successful about lunchtime, I reckon.
I love how they say interviews with 64 giants in varying fields. You've taken that quite literally. You just turn into a giant and start grunting.
I like it. Yeah. Or maybe you're taller if you wake up earlier because you've got more time in the day to grow. Who knows?
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.